This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And, of course, as usual, there is a lot of buzz happening over Washington, D.C. I like to say that this show is about what is happening in your backyard and mine. In other words, how we relate to all of it. So joining us right from the get-go, I believe he's in our virtual green room, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You know what? So I wasn't kidding. I wasn't lying when I said that. That whatever washes out of D.C., it is what we're talking about. Because now I'm seeing all these. Tonight I went through social media because I had a computer crash. So I was looking all over social media for fun to see what some of the reaction has been to the last couple of days with what's gone on with some of Manafort, of course, and Michael Cohen, etc. And you're seeing all this vitriol out there and all these people that are saying, this is it. The final stone is cast. The president will be impeached. Do you think that?
No, he will not be impeached.
Exactly. I'm thinking, how?
Well, also, and I was, 5:30 this morning, Kate, when I started stations, I was saying that Nancy Pelosi would dance today. And if you read the articles, Nancy Pelosi has danced today. Now, she'll say things like, the president's done these horrible things, but she will not come out, which is what her base wants her to do. Nancy Pelosi, at least as of 3 hours ago, would not come out and say, yes, if I'm the speaker, I'm going to move to impeach. In fact, the Democratic side is staying away from it for the most part, except for a couple of people. The Republican side is saying, they will try to impeach the president. I was through an impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi was there at the time with the Clinton impeachment, right? And she knows when you impeach, you better have all your ducks in order and your cards in order, because your entire system comes to a halt. I mean, to a halt. Flooding of calls, people yelling at events. So it's just not that simple. Number two, you have to today have a reason, not just that you think Donald Trump is guilty of everything or that his people have been convicted. Kate, as you know, you have to have a reason. And today, as ugly as this all is, there is still no impeachable offense.
Yeah, there isn't one. I couldn't come up with one either. No, and I don't know that there will be, honestly.
Well, when you look at the entire situation, I don't think Manafort is a problem. The next trial for the president, Manafort is not a problem. Don McGahn, the counsel, 30 hours, is not a problem. Cohen is technically a problem, obviously, with the campaign, finance violation, because Cohen's going to go away for a lot of other things. But let me just throw out the name John Edwards in 2012. And I remember Ellen and I were shocked. They took him to trial for what? Using campaign money to pay his mistress and the love child.
Yeah.
And what happened to John Edwards? Acquitted. If I'm a prosecutor, not only am I not going to probably try to, indict a sitting president over that campaign violation, but I'm going to sit there and remember the John Edwards case. Would I win it? Probably not.
Right. Probably not.
Unless something else happens where he's deposed, like Bill Clinton was deposed and committed perjury, no matter how ugly all of this is, there's still, at this point in time at least, no offense that they could bring impeachment today and win with it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, speaking of campaign funds, that's a great segue, Bob. I think we had this planned. How about Congressman Duncan Hunter, who's calling the indictment pure politics? He's denying the use of the campaign funds. Are you kidding? They have him dead to rights by everything that I've read, and I know it's not fake news and exaggerated. It looks really bad for him, doesn't it?
Well, campaign funds, the Federal Elections Commission, which I was on the committee that used to oversee it, and the law is a broad brush where it says you can use campaign funds for the furtherance of your political career. Therefore, if I'm in Congress and I want to take a super cool radio personality like Kate Delaney to a football game because it's going to enhance my career, I can do that. You notice I mentioned sports.
Exactly.
And I do 50-yard line seats at the Ohio State University game. Then I can do that, all right, with my funds. But when you look at what they did with dental work and clothes and all the things, you know, relatives on trips, I don't know how they're going to get out of this one. Being a person myself who went through the system, not of campaign fund violations, but of the reporting of a trip, I'm looking at this. When with them, it's mounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just don't know how they're going to survive this one. I can't see any way they win.
Yeah, I can't see any way they win either. I mean, absolutely not. And then how about this crazy story? This is the most cockamamie thing ever. A journalist I know said to me today, have you ever seen anything like this where you've got a publisher, the National Enquirer, who is held damaging Trump stories in a safe? What world are we living in? Really? Are you kidding? David Pecker is his name, too. David Pecker, chairman and CEO of American Media? Wow, that is a mind-blowing story in itself, isn't it?
It is. I look at all of this, and I'm thinking of the Survivor TV series. I'm thinking of The Apprentice. And we are in the middle of some kind of bizarre, surreal reality show. But, yes, David Pecker, I think he's got immunity, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's got immunity in the case.
He got immunity. That's what's so crazy.
Oh, my.
And Vanity Fair was the one that reported he got immunity. I mean, it's just craziness. I mean, you know, they called it a catch and kill deal. Catch and kill.
Oh,
yeah. But there's so many people that would love to have had catch and kill deals from that paper. Oh, that is insane. Oh, exactly. It is nutty. You're going to be here through the next election, aren't you? How can you not be drawn to this? I asked Ellen Ratner that the other day, and she goes, well, you know, I'm an old goat, but I'm going to be here. I said, you're going to be here through the next one. She told me 10 years ago she was out. She's not out.
You know, I left for, as you know, for about a year ago, and I got drugged back, and now I can't imagine leaving. I've got to stick around a little bit, I think.
You want to know the story, the end of the story. Right,
oh,
exactly.
Sure. I mean, this is the, all they have to do is do tapings of all this, and then they can replay it in a seasonal series of some type on Netflix or something.
Yeah, exactly. Craziness. Right. Craziness, craziness. All right, and we'll go to India, too. So if you hang around, we'll get a chance to go to India.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. That's bucket list.
We are. It's bucket list for me, for sure, and you go all the time, so I love it. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, big story that we were talking about there. In all seriousness, that's exactly what happened with the National Enquirer. They had a safe containing documents on this hush money payments and other damaging stories that they killed as part of the relationship with Donald Trump leading up to the presidential election. So now this story comes out. He gets immunity, the publisher, and American Media is the parent company of the National Enquirer. So it's interesting. They signed non-disclosure agreements, all that kind of stuff, and now all this comes out. So I think it was very surprising, let's put it that way. And then, you know, there's all these allegations that Stormy Daniels was paid $130,000, McDougal was paid, the other woman was paid for their silence $150,000, and of course the president said he didn't know anything about it. It's the world we live in, isn't it? It really, really is. Hang with us. Promise I will meet you on the other side.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
People, let it sink in for a moment. Yeah, that'd be Leonard Skinner. And that song, Sweet Home Alabama, couldn't be more popular on and on and on and on for decades. And once again, during the day as you were tooling around, by the way, hi, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, you might have heard it even more because Leonard Skinner's guitarist, a guy named Ed King, who co-wrote that song, Sweet Home Alabama, died. I mean, that's a rock anthem, no matter how old you are. And he was a member of the band in the early days. He left before that plane crash in the 70s, late 70s, in Mississippi that killed 3 members of the group. And then he jumped back on a reunion tour. So we don't know anything really about his death, or the cause of death, or his age. It just came out on his Facebook page. He was, you know, a retired guitarist, and boom, it pops up, he's died. It's like, what? Are you gotta be kidding me? So, you know, they listened to music all the time when they were writing, and that's what he said. And they were talking about taking his trip down south, and that's how they came up with it, and they kind of came up over and over and over and over and over again. And who would have guessed here this song would play forever, I mean forever, for decades. And, of course, you get money off of that. So that's the whole deal when you write a song that becomes, I'm going to call it iconic. and it just keeps coming on. The royalties keep coming in, and as much as musicians now today can complain about that, there's some that have made an absurd amount of money. I'm going to say absurd. I think anyone should get what they can get, but in the case of Sweet Home Alabama, they definitely were making some money off of that. And so, of course, Andy is our resident musician here on America Tonight. And Andy, you write songs. What's the most you've ever gotten for a song?
That's a interesting question, because I'm an independent artist, but I think, I've sold 500 copies of my band's album.
Ooh, that's good.
So I paid off the studio fees and the duplication fees.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
it costs thousands of dollars to make an album, right?
Oh, my gosh. Is that really? It's thousands of dollars, right?
Well, I mean, for an independent artist, for a more famous artist, is probably more like hundreds of thousands.
Oh, hundreds of thousands. Everything costs something, doesn't it? It's like me with, people know this, and when I'm not behind this mic, Andy, you know this, I'm on stages and I'm speaking, and of course you have to always get these, what they call sizzle reels, done. And I'm telling you, they are taking every chunk of flesh out of you for those sizzle reels. And you're just waiting for that. You're waiting for that big hit. So I wanted to tell Andy this and the rest of you this. As I was looking at this song, you know, Sweet Home Alabama, and the royalties from that, which would be divvied up with a couple of different families. Mariah Carey, for her song, that Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas, you know, that whole thing. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. You hear it. You hear it constantly, like played ad nauseum. Do you know that that has translated for her? It has translated into over $60 million in royalties since it was released in 1994. That is incredible. She makes about $500,000 a year at least on that, sometimes more. That is big bucks. That is the lottery of songs. And it was one of the most loved. It's one of the most loved holiday songs. It's listened to constantly, and that's why she gets paid all that money, for the fans that keep pumping it out. I mean, that was a long time ago, if you think about it. And the All I Want for Christmas, you know, you look at the Billboard charts, and you just look at Spotify, you look at YouTube, and what is it? At the holidays in Denmark and Poland and the UK and the Czech Republic, you know, all over the place. And in the United States, it's like seventh on YouTube at the holidays, but it's just huge everywhere else. All, you know, it's on Spotify. It's one of the 13th most popular holiday songs. Wow. That is crazy. All I Want for Christmas. All I want is to not talk about Christmas, actually. Anyway, so that was a story today with a lot of loose ends that I guess will shake out, but we don't know much about the story. Other than, you know, it's a classic, iconic song, and he'd been retired since, Ed King had been retired since 1996, and he was one of the original members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he loved playing in that band, he loved hanging out with those guys, and he was part of it. And you look at the old pictures, I mean, when they were kids, and it is crazy to see. And that just was just a flat-out gigantic, gigantic hit, needless to say. All right, speaking of hits of a much different sort, I was talking about Hawaii and the fact that you had this Hurricane Lane bearing down on the great state of Hawaii. And, of course, it's all of those different islands. So what's happened? Well, certainly there's a lot of anxiety in Hawaii, and a lot of rain. 20 inches of rain is what they're saying in some parts of Hawaii, and they say the worst is yet to come. So heavy rains, flooding hit Hawaii and Maui on Thursday, but the final track is not over. The main brunt of the storm hasn't hit Oahu, which will happen shortly. The storm has dumped all of that amount of rain, like 20 inches. The Cat 4 was about 275 miles south of Honolulu, and there's all that anticipation of what was going to happen. And my goodness, those waves that just smashed in the Kahala Kona coastline, some place that I spent a little bit of time in, was just absolutely shocking. Some of those apartment buildings that were so close, yeah, great ocean views, but not so great when you're stuck. And then, of course, in Hilo, there were cars that were submerged in floodwaters and all of that. So you got the U.S. Navy, which moves ships and subs out of Pearl Harbor and out of the path of the storm, and then they'll come back and help with any kind of aid once this whole thing passed. There were emergency shelters. This is the thing about a hurricane that's good. You have that warning, unlike tornadoes. So there were shelters at 20 schools, and they were all open and ready. Universities, schools were closed, but the shelters were open. And it was pretty brutal. I looked at a lot of footage of that today. And, you know, you had water from the Wailuakula River that was really, really flowing. And this is what they expected based on what they were saying. So knowing that this is going to be a surge and we're going to get flooded. And it's a question of how much rain and how bad, you know, how bad it gets. But it was pretty bad from all accounts. And now if this lane goes through, then you get through the one side and then you're absolutely out of it on the other side, which of course is the ultimate thing that you want, to take that breath. Navy comes back in, etc., and then it's all just about kind of that cleanup process. The good news is you're not hearing giant numbers of people that have been killed in this. I'm not saying there's none. We don't know. I haven't heard that, though. So I believe that they're getting away good in that department, great in that department, because that's the whole thing. I mean, listen, you can put houses back together. You can clear debris. You cannot bring back lives. And that's it's frightening what happens sometimes in these Mother Nature horrible can opener kind of deals. I suppose it's like peeling back a can opener and surprise what pops out, and you just don't know how bad it's going to be and how damaging, I guess, it's going to be. I think is really the real thing that's so concerning. A lot concerning all of you. The mailbag was full, full, full. If it was real mail and I opened the door, I would not be talking because I would be buried in it, still trying to find my way out. So we go to our virtual mail room next. Come with me, please. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
My campaign did make mistakes.
There was money spent on things, not by me, but by the campaign, and I paid that back before my last election. I paid back $60,000 after I did an objective audit.
Duncan Hunter defends himself after the Justice Department indicts him and his wife on fraud and other charges. The Republican California congressman, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
This is pure politics, and the prosecutors can make an indictment read like a scandalous novel if they want to. They've had a year and a half to do this. There's no way for me now to go out and be able to talk to my people or get this done in court before my election.
Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I do have mail. Tons of it. You heard me say that. All right, so this one is from Don, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Hawaiian Islands. It's so funny because we were supposed to take a trip to Hawaii. We saved up our money, and we were circling the date for it to happen right around now. We pushed it further down in the year, meaning we were going in November. I think you've talked about going in November before, so I'm glad we did it. I mean, who knows? It's always a gamble, but looking at what's happening and seeing after you said that terrible weather pattern, how it was hovering over the islands, I took a look at it and took a big breath because I realized that we dodged a vacation bullet, but of course I feel sorry for the people who live there, but thank goodness that the people do have places where they can go to shelter, because knowing that this hurricane was going to be that bad. Yeah, the governor said that it's, you know, it's the dramatic changes were too crazy, and he was constantly on the air urging people to take it seriously and knowing it was going to have a significant impact. You know, you talk about, just think about this. Just stand up for a second and put, and, well, you guys can't do this. I was going to say scramble around and get some fans. 130 miles an hour. I've been in a wind tunnel to do this little experiment thing once a long time ago where the wind was up to 90 miles an hour. And I thought, oh, my eyes are going to fall right out of my head. So think about it, 130 miles an hour. That's crazy. You know, it was bad. And it's still not over. It's definitely not over yet because they got to see what happens on the tail end of that as they're tracking it. So there certainly is a state of emergency. The president issued an emergency declaration is what they call it. And that's it. So FEMA is coordinating the relief efforts because there's going to be something there. But, you know, even though these winds and all that other stuff, Honolulu wasn't, they thought it was going to be hit even harder because they had a terrible one in the 50s that you see these pictures of and you don't know how anything is even alive on any of those islands. But people were, again, were ready for it, boarded up, went and went to where they had to go. But Hurricane Lane absolutely packed a punch. All right, thanks for that. So we move on to the next one from Don to this one. This one is from Jake. And Jake says, Kate, oh, Duncan, boy, this dude is tanking the Republican Party. He needs to take his medicine and just get out of the way. I do not believe him at all. And this is a lifelong Republican talking. You some guys you just can't defend. I'm sorry, this whole thing with the dentistry and everything else that they spent the money on, there is no way he's going to be able to justify that. It would be a miracle, a Hail Mary, if there was any way at all that could happen. What do you think? Oh, you said it all, brother. A Hail Mary and then some. There's nothing there. They have him dead to rights. I can't imagine. Allegedly, all that money, it's a crazy amount of money. I mean, just insane. Insane for campaign money. And it's not a place you want to go. That's not what you want to do. So who knows? Who knows exactly what that means, except for that they have them. And that means there's no let up with this. You know, there's not going to be, let's let them down easy. There's going to be, can we prove all these things? And this is why we had an indictment, because we feel like, yeah, we got them. So when you put your hand in the cookie jar, there are certain rules, and you break those rules and you just smash them, well, then you are going to pay the price for that, right? All right, here's another one. This one is from Sam, who says, boy, oh boy, Molly Tibbetts in that story, Kate, I just felt like tears were coming to my eyes listening to you talk about this poor situation with this girl who was simply jogging and always did it, to be crushed by an illegal immigrant. And then the place where he worked saying they didn't know he had a fake material. His identification was trumped up. It was phony. It's just simply unbelievable. And they're coming out and saying that she really, you know, she fought back and she tried to get away from this guy and she could not get away from him and eventually ended up in his trunk and then in a cornfield. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the killer, the alleged killer, has been in the U.S. illegally, lived in Iowa for 4 to 7 years. And I mean, that's just a fact. And he led them to where she was. And she died of sharp force injuries is what they're saying. And boy, oh boy, this guy had a daughter too, and had a daughter that, he was living with the mother of the daughter and just left like a year and a half ago. And, so his family is saying they were around him. He didn't act any differently. So, I mean, why does this happen? This is the sick and sad, twisted question. Why? Why? You know, even his aunt, this guy's aunt said, why did you do this? You're a talented young man. You had a future ahead of you. Why? Why did you come to this? She said that's what she would ask him. So the family's awaiting DNA results. So they're saying they're hoping it clears his name. How? Because he led them to the field where she was. I mean, just so sad. All right, how about this one? This one comes to us from Mary. And Mary says, hey, Kate, really enjoy the show. I kind of like it when you bop around in a few different directions. The news is always so heavy, and you're right. It's stuff that we talk about in our backyards. There is commonality among all of us, whether it's some horrific weather story, some horrific child napping story, something to do with how they're messing with our money in Washington, D.C., and also what's happening with these Catholic priests would be heavy conversation at my coffee shop. I can't even write to you what the women at my little group said should happen to the priests and what the Catholic Church needs to do. But here's my deal, and I'm really curious about this and curious about, you know, what you think about this. How do you feel about politicians becoming lobbyists eventually? I saw a story where Elizabeth Warren was talking about anti-corruption laws in D.C., and she thought a ban on politicians becoming lobbyists would be a good idea. Well, for the politicians, of course, why do they become lobbyists? Because they know everybody, right? And so, yes, there is certainly, that's, you know, it's all about who you know, right? So they know everybody. But it's also a big, giant paycheck that comes with it. I don't know that if Warren, you know, brings it up, will she get enough support? Democratic support, maybe some Republican support? I don't know, maybe bipartisan support. It is a good question. If I'm a lifelong politician, this is what I do. You're trying to get votes for things. You're on certain committees, et cetera. So you know a lot of people, theoretically, and you, as a lobbyist, would have really serious access. Conflicts of interest could arise in that case. So I actually, while I don't normally necessarily agree with a lot of Elizabeth Warren and what she's saying, a lot of what she says, there is something to that. I'd like to see more data, though, like how many ex-politicians, who were they lobbying for? And I know there's been a bunch, but how big is it? And I would want to see. I'd want to see some hardcore facts. No doubt it doesn't really... It really is a good idea to look at it and perhaps say that you can't do that, that that's too much of a conflict of interest. All right, here's another one. Not a conflict of interest, nothing sad to talk about, except for something pretty interesting. And this comes to me from Ryan, who says, did you ever read Kate Alice in Wonderland? Do you know it went viral on Instagram this week? Isn't that interesting? What do you think about that? Because as it was on Instagram, 40,000 people read Alice in Wonderland on Instagram. I think that is so cool. You know what it was, to explain a little bit more, and obviously you know this because you sent me this email. The New York library system has 2.5 million Twitter followers who come and get book recommendations. A podcast hosted by two librarians make book recommendations. They have like 300,000 likes on Facebook, 215,000 on Instagram, which, by the way, go to Kate Delaney Speaker on Instagram and poof, you'll see my stuff. I have nowhere near that. Are you kidding me? How many followers they have? What a brilliant idea. They call it hashtag InstaNovels Project, and It's of course, the followers, this thing they just did, the Alice in Wonderland, 21,000 new followers. So if you want to borrow a physical book from the New York Public Library, you need to be a resident of the state to get a library card, but you don't need a card to read Alice in Wonderland on Instagram. How cool is that? What a brilliant idea. Brilliant, I tell you. InstaNovels. Some of you are listening, you're like, you know what? I don't even have a phone with apps. What are you talking about? Weren't we just talking about technology crushing all of us? All right, coming up next, we're going to the cave. Invade the Man Cave on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
And there's lots to talk about in the man cave, usually having to do with sports. And so for all of you who are interested in sports, belly up to the bar, the man cave here. Even if you're not, here's the thing about it. We need some levity on this show, right? Because, listen, people paved the way for us to have some enjoyment in life. I have sort of a mission statement. You know what my mission statement is? My mission statement is, and I stole part of this and I re-racked her mission statement, my pal Aaron Gargan. But my mission statement is make money, help people, and have fun, right? So if you make money and you can thrive instead of being the little engine that could, if you thrive, you can help other people. I mean, you help people already a lot of times when you don't have 2 cents in your pocket, right? But theoretically, the more that you, the better you do, the more you can help with whatever it is you're creating or whatever it is you're giving back or, you know, whatever that might be. And then, of course, have fun. I mean, for goodness sake, it is heavy. It is crazy. It is nonsensical. It is ridiculous. It is outrageous. I think of Molly Tibbetts and I just well up. I do, because of what I said on a previous show, that one of my first stories ever was covering a young, beautiful girl when I was in TV news, and she was just a few years younger than me at the time, and she was this great kid who was running in, you know, in an area that was a little more wide open, but a normal suburbanish area where she grew up, where she always ran, and then somebody got her and they killed her. And it was terrible. And it was very similar. There were similar, and it was somebody who was in the country illegally then. And so this was had similar things to it. There was just a quality. They almost sort of looked alike, and wow, just brutal. So in the man cave, there are some crazy things happening. And crazy things happening, speaking of making money, there was a story, and I kind of tracked it down. I did track it down. So soccer, or as they call it, football, is pretty big, obviously, in big part in other parts of the world. Not that the United States doesn't care, but it's just bigger elsewhere, let's be honest. So Liverpool owners say that the club, the Liverpool owners, Fenway Sports Group, says the club is not for sale. There was a report that broke in a British gossipy newspaper, the Daily Mail, that said that the cousin of Manchester City owner, Sheikh Mansour, failed in an attempt to buy the team. You know what the Sheikh was offering? The Sheikh was offering, supposedly, money for Liverpool, $2.6 billion. Somebody likes soccer, or football as they call it, $2.6 billion. That is crazy. That's crazy money. But it wouldn't be, there wouldn't be that report, and there wouldn't be that kind of a deal even flying around out there if those teams weren't worth that kind of money. So it's interesting. Keep your eye on what's happening in the soccer world and then what happens ultimately, I think, in the United States. All right, he hasn't gotten big bucks yet. But in the NFC East, when you look at the Giants, you think of Odell Beckham. And OBJ has said, you know, he'll just bide his time. He's 25. He said he knows he'll get paid. But there hasn't been a lot of progress, I guess. But they think they're going to have a deal before week one. So they are inching along somehow in these contract talks for this star wide receiver. Now, the Giants, if you're keeping a calendar on this, open against the Jags on September 9th at MetLife Stadium. Beckham has been looking for a new contract after 10 of the other 12 receivers selected in the first two rounds of the 2014 draft have received new deals within the past year. The Giants want to ensure that Beckham had bought into their new regime and that the ankle he broke last October was healed. So they listen to trade offers, all that kind of stuff, but he's full speed ahead and drills. He looks great. He's his old self. He's got this relationship with the new head coach, Pat Shurmur. It looks like they're kind of on the same page, kind of is an understatement. I guess they are on the same page. So what kind of money is he going to get? Well, Antonio Brown, $17 million a year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Evans got $55 million in guarantees with Tampa Bay. So it's going to be a very, very big payday. And we'll see what he delivers when he's on the field for the Giants. But he doesn't have that deal in hand yet. But I guess it's going to happen before the first game. How about that? All right, let's bounce around a little bit, including some MLB. And for MLB, how about this? The Cubs paid some money for a pitcher that I covered who had some good stuff, and he was just a wildly popular guy. But also there was a kind of a take on Darvish that, I don't know, like a big game or injuries. So the Cubs, think of you, Darvish, pitching and not performing well in Game 7 for the Dodgers against the Astros in the World Series. So now he's with the Cubs, and Darvish is shut down for the season. He has a stress reaction in his right elbow, a bone bruise, in other words. And he said he's relieved to know what's going on because he's getting all this criticism since going down with the injury. But they did the MRI, and it showed the damage, and it requires at least 6 weeks of rest. And if you do all the math, there's no way. With the Cubs, he's made 8 starts for the Cubs in the first year of a 6-year, $126 million contract. He was 1-3 with a 4.95 ERA before he went down. So, you know, the Cubs have a battle going on. They're trying to hold off the Cardinals and the Brewers in a very tight race in the NL Central. So, you know, Darvish was asked whether he contemplated retirement because he's pondered that, I guess, before, thinking mental weakness, blah, blah, blah. But now he has this bona fide injury. So he did question the mental thing, but it clearly showed there was a physical deal that was going on. So that doesn't tell us anything except for that he's not going to play in the playoffs and he's seriously injured, and we'll see what he decides in the off season. Let's put it that way. How about this? Fifth-year senior Vinny Testaverde, yeah, you've heard that name before, has been selected as the starting quarterback for Alabama Great Danes. That's the mascot, the Great Danes. Testaverde is the son of NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Vinny Testaverde, of course. He's transferred from the Hurricanes in his first and only year of eligibility. He emerged from a three-way competition, I guess, in training camp. He gets the starting nod. They do open against a big team. Albany opens the season at Pittsburgh, so you can be sure there'll be some stories about him because of his dad. I ran into Vinny T on an airplane. Gosh, I ran into him on an airplane probably about 2 years ago, and nicest guy ever. He's actually been on some shows with me, so how about that? Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are doing a winner-takes-all thing for $9 million. I talked about this in the last Invade the Man Cave. What kind of shape is Tiger Woods going to be on? He opened Thursday, the Thursday opening round of the Northern Trust, with kind of start for the 12th time in 15 tournaments. He didn't break par in the first round. He shot an even par 71, 2 birdies, 2 bogeys. So he's broken par in his opening round just once, a 66, which was phenomenal, at the WGC Bridgestone Invitational, where he eventually tied for 31st. He's getting people excited, though. Crowds are following Tiger Woods because America likes a reclamation project, especially if you were an icon. And I would say Tiger is iconic and transcends the sport of golf. You can always send me your thoughts in and out of the man cave. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just go to contact, click on that. You can also pick up one of my books, my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny, by going to KateDelaneySpeaker.com. Got that memorized, all those websites? Thanks for listening.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.